10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about five reasons you should be using the default WordPress theme. And if you don't know which themes those are the 2014, 2015, 2016, spelled out, no numbers. They're the themes that come with WordPress when you install them. Now, most likely when you install WordPress on a site, you're going to be getting more than just those themes because they get packaged with like 40 other themes or something like that. Or the hosting provider defaults to have all these different themes installed. But I want to talk a little bit about why you should be using the default WordPress theme, especially if you're just starting to podcast or you're just starting to blog and you're doing this as a hobby. You're not doing this for any other reason. I mean, maybe you want to, sure, you want to try and make a little money, but if your main goal is not to support a book or not to support your speaking or anything like that, you're not trying to, the goal of your blog isn't to make money, then I want to give you five reasons to use the default WordPress theme. And keep in mind that when you're first starting out, and this isn't for people who have already started a podcast or have already blogged, but when you're first starting out, it's important that you create content. Years ago, John Saddington, who I follow quite a bit, he decided that he was just on his personal blog, he was just going to use the default theme. And that's the only theme that he uses, and he hardly even tweaks it. And he's actually found that he can remain successful just doing that. So here are my five reasons to use the default WordPress theme. Number one, it's free. A lot of people, when they first start podcasting, they get advice to get this theme or that theme, get this framework. And the next thing you know, they're looking at spending $300 to $500 on their first blog or their first podcast site. And this is just kind of a hobby, or they're kind of testing the waters out or something like that. And to invest that kind of money in just your website, when really the goal of your website is just to convey your content, is really, I don't like hearing people give that kind of advice. Oh, go get this framework. Now, again, if you're starting this as a business, this is an investment in your business. But if you're starting this just to blog, just to get the word out, to see if this is something you want to do, I think the default WordPress theme is the way to go. And of course, the first reason is because it's free. And the second reason is because of stability. Because the default WordPress theme comes with WordPress and it's created by Automattic, it is much more stable than a lot of the other free themes that you can get out there. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a number of great free themes out there that you can get from other companies. But usually the goal is to upsell you to another theme, which is understandable. Others put themes out for free because they like to design themes, and that's great. But you're going to get stability with your default theme. And here's what I mean by stability, is you're not going to need to worry about weird things happening when you install plugins. A lot of times what happens with some of these free themes is people code functionality into the themes, and then when you add another plugin or make a change of some kind on your website, it can cause things to crash and malfunction. And you're not going to see that with the default theme, because it's stable, it's been designed by the people who make WordPress. And so you're going to see a level of stability that you're not going to see with other free themes. The third reason is compatibility. It's going to be compatible with just about every single plugin on the planet. And this is important because, like I said, sometimes when people design themes, they put code in that may not be compatible with other plugins, whether it's because they've coded that functionality into the theme or because they're doing something a certain way that affects the way other plugins run on your WordPress site. And this is something that I have run into a couple of times where I've had a free theme and it's not maintained that regularly, and then a new plugin comes out or there's a change to a plugin that I have, and all of a sudden my theme doesn't work or my plugin doesn't work because they're not compatible. And as soon as I switch over to the default theme, the problem is solved. So compatibility is really important. The fourth reason is performance. Most likely, if you're starting out as a blogger or a podcaster and you're doing it as a hobby, you're probably using some kind of shared hosting plan. And that means you have a limited number of resources. All the unlimited that you see is, it's limited, unlimited. I'm sure many of you have heard that before. It's a limited, unlimited. It's unlimited to a point, and then they start to limit you. And performance is the main area where you're going to see some of these other free themes affect your shared hosting plan. I remember when Pat Flynn's, smart podcast player came out. I was on a shared hosting plan and I installed it. This was at the time. I'm not using it anymore. But I installed it and all of a sudden my site got really, really slow. And I was using a fancy theme and a bunch of plugins. And then I added his and it affected the performance of my site. And what happened was I found out that it was his plugin combined with my theme. It was making so many calls to the database, and on my unlimited plan, which was unlimited bandwidth, but not unlimited calls to the database, my performance was being affected. And when I switched to the default theme, I didn't have that problem. So adding this plugin affected the performance of my site as well. So keeping with the default theme, often your site will perform better. And finally is security. Every time WordPress gets an update, if there's a security update, your theme is being updated along with that. You don't have to wait for a third party to make an update that may not be made because the theme's not supported anymore, or it may not be made because of various other reasons, because you're not paying for support and so you don't get an upgrade. Security is very important. A lot of people downplay it. And for the most part, obscurity helps you a lot. So when you're first starting out, your attack threshold, your attack surface isn't that large. But every now and again, you get some kind of drive-by hacker who comes along and wants to try and hack your site, or some script comes along and tries to hack your site. And if your theme isn't up to date, then all of a sudden you're hacked and your site gets hacked. That can cause lots of trouble for you. We'll just leave it at that. So security is a good reason too, because again, WordPress made by Automattic, the default theme is update. Whenever there's a security update, your theme is getting updated too, and it gets that update. Because there are themes out there that themselves have security flaws in them that are not mitigated when WordPress puts out a security update. So once again, the five reasons that I think people should be using the default WordPress theme. Number one, it's free. Number two, for stability. Number three, for compatibility. Number four, for performance. And number five, for security. Let me know what you think about this. Again, for the beginning blogger, for the beginning podcaster, I think the 2016 theme, which is what I'm using for 10 the podcast and for Struggling for Purpose, is just fine. I'd love to hear what you think. My name is John Wilkerson. I can't even pronounce my last name. It's so early in the morning. My name is John Wilkerson, and you have been listening to 10 the podcast. Thanks for sticking me in your ears.